Hi there, and welcome to the Executive Code Podcast. On this podcast, we discuss everything to do with discovering your life purpose and achieving personal mastery. Now, I come with a bit of a warning because what you'll hear on this podcast will be different to what a lot of other people say when it comes to finding your life purpose and achieving personal mastery. So if you want to find out something different and something more real, well, then that's what this podcast is all about. But if you've been listening to our podcast for quite a while, I want to give you a bit of an update on something that's happened over the last month or so. Now, as you know, or you may be aware, there has been a number of episodes that I would have recorded with another person, Nicole. And Nicole, as you'll know, if you've been a keen and existing listener to the podcast, was training to become a pilot, and she was doing a number of exams, and she took a break from actually recording the podcasts with myself. But to give you an update, what has happened is that Nicole has passed her exams, which is absolutely brilliant, and she's secured a position with a regional airline in the US. And one of the last sessions that we recorded, it's gone back a couple of episodes, but one of the last sessions we recorded was where she explained that she has very little time to actually do anything else. She barely has enough time to go to the toilet in between flights. So that gives you an idea of literally how much time she has. So we've made the decision that actually she's not literally going to have the availability to record any future podcasts. But what I wanted to share more in particular was that she passed her exams. She's now working with the regional airline, and she's now to develop her career going forward. I know that career is going to take a different trajectory in time to come, but and she knows that as well. However, I just wanted to pass that on the information and pass on my congratulations to Nicole as well. So just to give you a bit of an update as regards to what's been happening from that perspective. But there's something that I want to talk about on this particular episode. And that is the subject matter of routines. Now, I get asked a few times about what's my morning routine. And a couple of weeks ago, I actually listened to a podcast interview. And this is the morning routine that this person said that she had. First of all, she would wake up in the morning. She would go make herself a cup of coffee. She would then spend 20 minutes doing meditation and then another 15 minutes or so visualizing. And then when she was finished doing the visualizing, she would then spend a bit of time, 10, 15 minutes, doing a gratefulness journaling. And then she would spend again another 10 to 15 minutes doing her affirmations and spending about another 10 minutes to 15 minutes doing journaling, and then spend roughly about a half an hour reading a book. And once she's finished all that, she would then go and have her morning walk. Now, let me start with this. Okay, first of all, when I began creating this podcast, and you could go back to the very first few episodes of this particular podcast, I said I would keep it real. Now, what do I mean by that? What I mean is keeping it real for people that are living everyday lives. Now, it's a lot easier to have a routine when you're living on your own and you don't have any family, any partners. You're literally living in your apartment or living in your home on your own in a country that has amazing weather. You've no young kids to look after. You don't have to get them out of school in the morning, or you don't have to get them breakfast in the morning. You've built your business to a level and you've got a whole team around you looking after all your personal needs and all your business needs. And you can literally spend your time leisurely making your way through the morning. And you've got plenty of money to spend and not a care in the world to worry about. That for many people, for the vast majority of people, is not the real world. And what I promised when I created this podcast was I was going to keep it real. And I was going to share insights and information of what I know to be absolutely true. Because what I've done is I've tested it for myself. And I've also shared it with clients for them to test as well. And based on their feedback, it's literally tweaking and testing everything in order to make sure it works. But for those morning routines that I've just outlined earlier on, which was shared on a podcast interview that I listened to, that's not the real world for a lot of people. I live in Ireland. Now, this morning, I was woken up by the sound of the wind and the rain pelting against the window. It was 5 o'clock in the morning and the heating hadn't even come on in the house. So it was pretty chilly. So right now, in that moment, I was not literally enthused to get up and go for a walk outside and start doing maybe perhaps meditation or my gratefulness journal or visualizing or whatever it be. All I wanted to do in that moment was to have a duvet day. And that's the same for quite a lot of people. So getting up in the morning and doing routine was just not on the cards right at that moment. And that's the thing about routines. They set up a challenge for ourselves to overcome and we're literally falling at the first hurdle. So here's what I want to say about routines. If it works for you and you love doing it, more in particular, if you love doing it, then continue doing it. If you're getting something from it, continue doing it. But ask yourself, why are you doing it in the first place? Are you doing it because you've read a book that is what you should do and you feel that's what you should be doing? Or you've heard from someone that has reached the level of success that you want to and they can afford to have a team of people running their business, running their personal life, and they have plenty of time and money to spend themselves leisurely going throughout their morning? And if that's what you want to do, absolutely, and you feel that that's what you should do, well then, absolutely go ahead and do it if that's your choice. But just ask yourself the first question, why are you doing it in the first place? But if you're like the vast majority of people and you're trying to make your way through life, you're trying to build your business, or you're trying to make sufficient money to pay the bills, well, doing a morning routine like what I've just outlined earlier on is unlikely to happen for an awful lot of people. So the first thing is, don't beat yourself up. If you're doing a routine like this, have you asked yourself, what are you getting from it? And that's the first question. So in each aspect of your morning routine, what is it that you're getting from it? Why are you doing it in the first place? Are you doing it because you feel you should do it? Or do you think that everyone else is doing it and therefore you better do it? Because it's the fear of missing out, or it's the fear that if you're not doing it, well, then that's the reason why you're not achieving the level of success that you want to achieve. Or are you doing it in the hope that it will make things better for you or for your business or your career? Or are you trying to bring about, visualize what it is that people should be doing? And therefore, you're trying to say, well, maybe I should be doing that as well. Because all you're doing is you're comparing yourself to what other people are doing and it's bringing yourself down. Morning routines, even the very word of the routine itself, it's a ritual. And for the vast majority of rituals, they don't work, especially when it comes to personal mastery. And I'm going to explain some of these elements as we go through this particular podcast. So if it's the case that the morning routines are your way to success, then think of it this way. If everybody was doing a morning routine like what I've outlined, and by the sounds of it, listen to a few different podcasts from different people, and reading all the different books and listening to other people of what they say about routines, would it not be the case then that there'd be millions upon millions of people living amazing lives, living in amazing houses that are on the beach, traveling around the world in their private jets, or having no care in the world and having millions of money in their bank accounts? If there were so many people doing morning routines, surely that would be the case. But there's not. Or perhaps they're just amazing marketeers. Perhaps the people that are suggesting that you incorporate a morning routine are just amazing at doing marketing. And really, the money has been made from the marketing and less so from the routines. And now they have the life of what everybody or most people aspire to having. Fundamentally, it's about asking the questions. Why are you doing it in the first place? What are you getting from it? Now, I'm a very process-driven person. It's the accountant within me that needs a process, needs a methodology. But in that process, I need to see the results. I need to see the evidence. And everybody that has listened to me or has been a client of mine or has done work with me will know that I need to see the results. I need to see the evidence. When I was putting together the methodology to discover your life purpose, it was looking for that evidence. It was looking for the results in order to get people to understand and know what their true life purpose is. With everything that I do, when it comes to growing a business, building a business, scaling a business, or even from the perspective of achieving personal mastery, there has to be results. Now, are there things that you can do in terms of routine that will deliver results? Yeah, there is. But I'm going to break down a few different things that won't work for people. But it fundamentally starts with why you're doing it in the first place and what are you getting from the things that you're doing as part of that morning routine. And if you're getting results from it, well, then great, continue doing it. But more importantly, if you enjoy doing it, well, then keep doing it. Now, it might seem strange coming from somebody that works from an intuitive perspective to say, you know, don't do routines or maybe you should have a process and maybe you should have a methodology. It's by combining the both sides of who I truly am, meaning the intuitive side and the process side, that I'm able to see the evidence and the results for people, not just for myself, but for the clients. But it's about the methodology. It's about the process, but also it's about following your intuition. When you're following a ritual or following a routine, you're not necessarily going with your intuitive side. Your intuitive side is there to guide you as regards what you should do. So one of the first things that I do when I'm waking up in the morning, if you want to look at it as being a ritual or a process, one of the first things I do is I check in with myself from an intuitive perspective of what it is that I should do in order to bring me closer to fulfilling what my life purpose is. It's a symbiotic relationship that I have in order to determine what it is that I should do. That's the process of me asking the question. It's the routine of me asking the question, but I'm following the intuitive side in relation to what it is that I do. Everything else that I listed out from the perspective of doing gratitude and doing meditation and so on, I'm going to explain some of those things in a different way, perhaps, than what you may have listened to from other people or what you might have read or what you might have heard from other people. You see, over the years, I've tried all the different routines. I've tested them. I've tried them all out and I've tried all different things in order to see what results I will get. And the fact of the matter is, the vast majority of routines made no difference or very little difference at all. And here's one reason. You see, you can do your routines and you feel absolutely great. And then throughout the rest of the day, you go throughout your day and you're not doing things in line with what your routines are telling you to do. What do I mean by that? Well, let me give you an example. You could do your routine of doing your gratitude journaling and you feel great and grateful in actually doing and while you're doing your gratitude journaling. However, throughout the day, you may be given out about all the circumstances that are in your life that are not in line with what it is that you do want in your life. So you're not being grateful throughout the day. You're not being grateful for the challenges that you perceive that are in your life. Or you could be doing your visualizing and you feel abundant and great about the experience and the life that you're going to have and your future life that you're trying to create. But then throughout the rest of your day, you're looking at your situation and all you see is lack and scarcity. So the rest of your day, which is the vast majority of your day compared to the amount of time that people spend on routines, is very different to what they're doing. Meaning, throughout their day, they're not being grateful. Throughout their day, all they see is lack and scarcity compared to the 10 minutes or 15 minutes or 20 minutes that they might spend on trying to make themselves feel grateful or trying to visualize the life they're trying to bring about. So all the work that they did in the morning isn't being carried throughout the rest of the day. So secondly, by following routine, you're not flowing with your intuitive side. And that's what I'm saying. The way I work is I work with the process, the methodology, but also primarily it's following the intuitive side. It's following what I'm being guided to do. If you're following routine, you're being too rigid. It's like a process, meaning that it's just like a list of tasks that you've got to do. And the way I listened to this person that was given the podcast interview, she was listing out all the things that she was doing. Now, she said she was enjoying it, said she was getting great results from it. It was part of her setting up her day and having a great day. And I'm not taking away from that. But I'd question all the things that she was doing and whether they were delivering the results that she was anticipating or expecting from the different things. You see, over the past few months in the Pilot's Lounge, I've been breaking down all the different universal laws and why some things don't work and what people should do in order to make them work. That's the process side of me. there has to be a process, there has to be methodology. But equally with that process and methodology, there has to be results and there has to be evidence. So firstly, what I would say is, if you're not doing routines, don't worry about it. Don't. If you are doing routines, perhaps maybe say goodbye to the routines and the rituals, and perhaps maybe follow your intuition more. You see, rituals and routines become like a chore. When you're doing your gratitude journaling, for many people, they might as well be writing out their shopping list as opposed to actually feeling grateful. Instead, change it to being grateful. And what I mean, let me emphasize that. Change yourself to being grateful throughout the whole day, not just for 10 minutes in the morning or 10 minutes in the evening. Being grateful is very different to writing a list of what it is that you're grateful for. Ask yourself, how can you be grateful for what your perceived challenges are in your life? It's great to be and easy to be grateful for the things that are going well in your life, but how can you be grateful for the things that you perceive are challenges in your life are not going so well? So when it comes to gratitude journaling or being gratitude or writing out the things that you're grateful for, now don't get me wrong, many years ago, that's the advice that I would have given. And that's the advice that I would have been doing for myself or the things I would have been doing for myself. I would have been listing out things that I was grateful for both in the morning and the evening time before I fell asleep. But then I learned that it wasn't making much. It was making a difference, but not a significant amount of difference sufficiently enough to get the results that I wanted. And how I started to research and develop for myself and again follow my intuition and follow my guidance was actually less about making the list of all the things I was grateful for and more about actually being grateful throughout the whole day for all the things that showed up in my life. Not just the good things, but also the challenges or the perceived challenges that showed up in my life. It's about being who it is that you truly want to become. It's about being, and that's not about faking it till you make it, because that's another rule I absolutely dislike. And I don't advise anybody to fake it till they make it, because that's not what it's about. You can be absolutely be grateful for everything in your life right now at the moment. It's how you view it and how you become more objective to everything that you see in your life that helps you to become and be more grateful for everything in your life. Next, when it comes to meditating, well, it's one thing doing meditation in the morning and one thing doing meditation in the evening. And for many people, they can find the time to do the meditation. But other people can't find the time to do the meditation because literally they're running around getting the kids ready for school or getting the meals ready or trying to rush and do all the things that they need to get done in order for their business or their life or whatever it be. And therefore, meditation doesn't fit into their life. Meditation is about becoming still, being silent, and listening to the silence. When you listen to the silence, now you can be open to your intuition, and now you can be open to your guidance. Instead of listening to the absolutely incessant narrator that goes in your head the whole time. So meditation, instead of meditating in the morning, if you can't find a time in the morning, or you can't find a time in the evening, surely you can find 5 minutes throughout your day in order just to be still. To be still. To be silent. To just listen. To be within yourself and to go deep within yourself. And to be wholly, truly who you are, absolutely. Because that's what meditation is about. It's about being who you truly are and connected with who you truly are. And listening for the guidance within that. But the only way you can listen to the guidance is being still, being quiet. So when you're trying to find time in the morning to do meditation, but you can't do it, perhaps you could find 5 minutes throughout your day while you're even stuck in traffic and just be still and just be in those moments of stillness and start to build upon that, because you'll get an awful lot more reward in those moments than trying to force yourself as part of a routine or a ritual in order to force yourself to meditate for 10 minutes or 20 minutes in the morning or in the evening. Meditation is very, very different. It's about being still, as I said. The next thing, when it comes to visualizing and affirmations, there's so much I can say about visualizing and affirmations, but I don't want to upset an awful lot of people. So that it's what I've been discussing within the Pilot's Lounge, as I said earlier on, but there is so much I can say in those particular subject matters. But what I would say to you is, again, go back to the fundamental question. Why are you doing it in the first place? And are you getting the results from it? Or are you doing a visualize and you're doing the affirmations and you're not seeing any difference in your life actually transpiring? You're not seeing the evidence. You're not seeing the results from all the time that you're spending doing the visualizing and do the affirmations. If you're getting results from it, absolutely brilliant. Continue doing it. But there's a lot of other things that are going on that won't bring people to get the results from visualizing and from doing affirmations. And again, goes back to what I said earlier on. If all the people that were doing them were doing the visualizing, doing the affirmations, which are millions and millions of people around the world that are doing morning routines of visualizing affirmations, surely then there'd be millions of millionaires around the world in their private jets, in their private yachts, and having the life that they absolutely desire. But that's not the case. So fundamentally, you got to understand or ask yourself the question, well, why is that not the case? Because there's so many other moving parts in order to make it work. That's the difference. So if you're trying to visualize yourself to a way of life that you want to have, your dream life, there's so many other moving parts in order for that to happen that you may not be aware of, but that's what's needed in order to make it happen. So maybe just start with asking yourself what it is that you're doing, why are you doing the rituals in the first place? And if you're not, don't be beating yourself up just because you're not doing it. Don't be comparing yourself to others and feel that you should be doing it. Find the things that bring you joy and do those things instead, because you'll get an awful lot more results and a lot more benefits from doing things you absolutely enjoy doing, as opposed to trying to stick to ritual. Lastly, all I'm going to just say is it's about being. I cannot emphasize that enough. Trying to be different, trying to do things differently, even just that word, trying, is very different to being. Trying to be nice is not the same as being. So trying to be someone that you're not is very different. It's just not going to give you the results that you want. You've got to go and evolve to a point whereby you're being instead of trying, and you're being instead of trying to just do a ritual or trying to do a routine. It's not the same thing. Being is very, very different. So really what I would say is, how can you be more of what it is that you want to be in your life? Be you. Be your genius you. That's why you're here, to be the genius you that has so much potential and so much impact to make in the world. That's where you start. Start with being and do less of the rituals and the routines. Just be you. Be your genius you. And until next time, I wish you every success.